Disputed incident in Loyola Hospital. Hail, my dear friends. My name is Jacques Melrose Dubois. I am the son of an English earl. I write broadsheets from Europe for His Majesty King Henry VIII, as he sits of an evening with his wife, Queen Catherine, and friends, in front of the great fire of his private room. I write what I hear as dialogue for actors, so that His Majesty and companions may indulge their imagination by speaking it aloud. However, I find myself at present combating a most embarrassing digestive unease, sitting in a hospital dormitory in the land of the Basques. In the same dormitory, in uncomfortable beds, lie two patients suffering from leg trouble. One is an unfortunate Irishman of the merchant class called Flan. The other is Inigo Lopez de Onaz y Loyola, after whose father this hospital is named. A nobleman like me.
So what's up with you then, Inigo? What's with the wooden cage? Have you got a disease, or what is it?
Guys of Tosinik Alduzo. Does cage of legs treat disease? No, I have no disease.
Has the old Inquisition been having a go at you, then?
No. Cannibola.
What?
A cannonball hath struck his leg. Surgeons are straightening them with this elaborate wooden machine with pulleys.
Ah, no, that's bad luck. Very bad luck. Both legs, eh? Cannonballer took my right leg off and all.
Then Gudu.
Which battle?
French siege of the fortress of Pamplona.
I defended that fortress. You?
Oh, quite neutral. My father's a merchant, you see. He kept saying that of all the cities he had visited, Pamplona was the finest. So when the old man sent me over the sea looking for merchandise to import, why wouldn't I decide to have a look at this beautiful city? I arrived the day the French did. I was just looking around the shops, which all seemed to be closed, you know, and there was a lot of noise around when, before I knew it, I met this bloody old iron ball hurling towards me at the speed of a gallop. I tried to get out of its way, but it was chasing me down a narrow alleyway, see, and that was that.
Pity to have one leg. Jacques is English spy.
I am no such thing. Have you heard of Henry VIII, my great master?
He married to Catarina, Infanta of Aragon. Older brother die in tennis.
Ah, he's going to be troubled, that one. You mark my words. I expect he has spies all over Spain. He doesn't care for the Irish.
I desire books. You get books, Jacques. Knights and the ladies. And fine deeds, yes?
I will attempt to supply you with your preferred form of literature.
He have bad noise from Estomago.
That's why he's here, I should say.
No. No, spy. I see them all time. Big rough and quiet voice.
What that book you read? It's a little old book me granddad gave me when I left Dublin. It's about St. Patrick. He converted the Irish people, you know.
I look your book. Gracias. I read now. Ha! He is the Englishman.
I have, now, encountered Nurse Lovebird. She says there are no stories related to chivalry in the library, but there are many books about... many books about Catholic saints.
Bring those, then. Bring them. Por favor.
I will do as I am bidden.
He doesn't approve of the saints. You can tell. 5-1 on. He's a Protestant. You came from another dorm. How long have you been here so far?
4 weeks. After surgeon do my legs. There is large, how you say, protuberant soyon.
Lump.
Aye. Lump.
On your leg?
A lump on both leg, see. So I say the surgeon, you break legs again and set good. So I have courtiers tight leggings, and no look like two legs of mutton. This cage better do good.
Oh, don't hit it. You're almost making me faint with the pain of it. Let me get this straight. You ordered the surgeon to break your legs again so you would look good in tight stockings?
I am very short man. Legs muy importante. St. Patrick English?
Well, sort of.
He says here, Christ in the heart of every man who thinks of me. Christ in the mouth of everyone who speaks of me. Christ in every eye that sees me.
Christ in every ear that hears me.
That's right. By Jesus, the soldier's crying.
No. Why I cry? Women cry.
I don't know, but that's what you was doing right enough. I saw the tears drop on the book.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, so long I forget you. But you love Basque people. Por favor, no let English spy Jacques make fun at me to Henry VIII with my legs. I pray your son, in mouth of all who speak of me. Yes, I cry. I cry.
This is most unusual.
Nurse Lovebird is selecting books for you, Inigo.
Gracias, thank you, Dequiz. Thank you, gracias. I forgive you, be spy.
I be no spy. I am no spy. Now look what you've done.
Silencio. I read St. Patrick. Blessings on him.
Seconded.
Inigo is not right in his head, Flan. So you say you don't know why you find yourself in Loyola, Flan?
Well, they took me all over the place to different hospitals, see. Eventually someone said, let's take him to Loyola. They're good with legs there. It was a hard journey in a donkey-drawn cart with a lot of vegetables and only the one leg. But I'm glad of your company, Jacques, even if you are a spy.
I am not a spy! Spy!
You speak their peculiar language, though.
A few phrases for the sake of communication.
Ah, it's not easy being Irish, you know. I fled from you English. The worst landlords in the world, I reckon. You took our farm, and that killed me mother.
I'm sorry about that.
Well, when you've given up spying in this exotic part of the world, you can go back to court and tell them in your broadsheet what I just said.
I will tell a few of my friends in high places.
Good luck to you. I suppose you ought to have been to Ireland yourself.
Actually, I have. I came upon the grassy hills of Donegal and the lowly cottages of Galway. I have heard with pleasure the unceasing music of Dublin and relished the sweetness of the old inns.
Typical tourist. And what about the poverty?
Yes, there is that, I suppose.
Is the doctor giving you something for that? It's a disheartening sound and so sudden.
They say I mustn't drink ale.
That's a terrible punishment. So, you like me little book, Inigo?
It's a good yarn. Well, more than that, it has soul.
Oh, here we are, Lovebird, with my arms full of books. I'll put a few inside your cage, that way they won't fall out of bed. There's this one, about St. Benedict, the founder of monasteries. And this one, about St. Dominic and the friars. And this one's about that beautiful Joan of Arc of 100 years ago, Jake. She's the one that sent the English packing. There's the Acts of Apostles with pictures and a large book about St. Thomas Becket, who caused his poor king such a lot of trouble. And there's St. Augustine's City of God. Well, that will keep you occupied. There's Winifred on gardening, one of my favourites. Then there's some little pamphlets of Spanish saints, one about St. Lawrence, who was greeted for his goodness, and one or two from the East. Oh, I think they'll last you out the rest of your stay.
No one showed me kindness like you since my mother died when I was a boy. I start St. Benedict after Patrick and read till stars come out. Then, lovebird, you wheel me out to gaze on stars.
Ah, Inigo, you're nothing but an old romancer. Still, the church shall no doubt benefit from your interest.
Oh, you are Catholic?
I am, of course. Like you. Well, not quite like you. I am a loyal subject of His Majesty.
It will please me very much, Inigo, to be with you again under the stars. Your English is improving.
Where did you learn to speak English, lovebird?
When I learnt my nursing at St. Bartholomew's Hospital near Smithfield Market.
Well, I never. I thought I recognised the accent.
If you read all those holy books, Ignatius, I reckon that by the time you leave, you'll be ready to become a saint yourself. That's what I'm thinking. Hey, Jaques. Lovebird, eh? St. Ignatius de Loyola, eh?
It is time for stars, nurse. When I marry fine rich woman, you come and show my children the stars.
I don't think you'd be marrying anyone, Inigo. Do you?
Maybe no, nurse. Maybe no.
If you do, you'll need a lot of exercise with these legs.
Exercise? Of course. That's the word. Ignatian exercises. You are genius, lovebird. I salute you. Wheel away.
This sudden conversion of a Spaniard, or almost a Spaniard, from knight to potential holy man is worthy of note. The details of the incident are here reported to our mighty and most Catholic monarch and defender of the faith, His Majesty King Henry VIII.
You've been listening to a podcast from Radio Maria. If you enjoy these programs, please consider becoming one of our monthly donors. All you need to do is visit www.radiomariaengland.uk and click on the Support Us tab for various options. We rely entirely on donations, so thank you to all our listeners for their generous support.